that's the magic number. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Our Pick 3 segment this week takes us up to Rochester, New York. At WXXI-FM in Rochester, Julia Figueres is both music director and midday music host. Julia, welcome to Soundcheck.
It's so nice to be here. Thank you for asking me.
Before we get to your Pick 3, Julia, a couple of other things to take care of. Emma is writing in, "How are you not hooked already?" Talking about Downton Abbey.
How are you not hooked already?
So you too? At two, Juliet?
yes, John. It's fabulous. And the hats. Oh, the hats.
Yeah.
And the shoes. I love the shoes.
The hats are not doing it for me, but all right. I know when I'm being pushed in a direction.
It has everything. It has love. It has bad guys. It has good guys. And it has great clothes. What more could you want?
Okay. Well, the music. I like the music as well. So, okay. Now, there's other breaking news happening up there where you are in Rochester, New York. The Eastman Kodak Company today filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy just this morning. Now, that's a company that goes all the way back to the turn of the 20th century, an era that we're talking about a lot today. What's the reaction there in Rochester today?
I don't know that it comes as a surprise to anybody in Rochester. It's been a long haul, but we've been covering it very thoroughly on our sister station, AM 1370, and we have a new special tonight on our TV station. And actually, we've been asking people here in Rochester for their Kodak stories. So if you have a Kodak story, you can go to WXXINews.org and leave your story there. And you know, what Kodak meant to you, because Kodak's meant so much to Rochester. But, you know, John, we have to remember that Kodak is not shuttering, pun intended.
Right.
It's Chapter 11. They're reorganizing, and we're all hoping that reorganization will work. It's worked for other companies, and we're hoping it works for Kodak as well.
All right. Julia Figueres is music director and midday music host at WXXI-FM up there in Rochester. And let's get to your Pick 3, Julia. Album number one is called Sounds of Defiance, which might prepare some listeners for an album of California hardcore punk, or others for perhaps some of the revolutionary music from Zimbabwe. What is this?
It is a fascinating CD that is by a young violinist, Yevgeny Kutik, and he is a Russian Jew. He grew up in Russia, and the family moved here when he was 5 years old. So he started this as a Kickstarter project, which I think is incredibly cool.
That's fan-funded.
That's right. That's right. You go to Kickstarter and you put your project out on Kickstarter and you ask people to invest in your project. And they do. And then you go ahead and you make your CD. So he made this CD. Marquee Classics put it out. And it catches four composers at their very darkest times, all four composers who had a very rough time with the Soviet Union: Schnitka, Joseph Akrin, Dmitri Shostakovich, and Arvo Pärt. And so it's a very turbulent album, and yet it has a happy ending.
Mm-hmm.
And in that it ends with Spiegel im Spiegel. And it's one of these things
That's an Arvo Pärt piece.
Exactly. And the pianist, I should mention, is Timothy Bozarth. I love this CD because this CD gives credence to the idea of a full CD from top to bottom, one that tells a story from beginning to end, not just a track, but it ends in a place. It begins in a place, we go on a journey, and then it ends in a place.
Perhaps a very different place from the one that you start in. The album is called Sounds of Defiance by the violinist Yevgeny Kutik.
Thank you.
Some typically beautiful and tintinabulary music from the Estonian composer Arvo Pärt, his piece Spiegel im Spiegel, Mirror in Mirror, from the album Sounds of Defiance, the violinist Yevgeny Kutik, with a fan-funded effort that's on Julia Figueres' Pick 3 for this week. We'll go back a few more years for your next pick, called Beauty of the Baroque. Danielle Denise is kind of a hot property on the classical music scene these days, it seems.
She is amazing. She really is. You know, when I got her first CD, there she was with all the fashion picks, and I thought, what is this? And then I listened, and what it is just the sound of sheer beauty. She is an extraordinary singer, John, and she's a nice person, too.
Mm-hmm.
She came up here to sing the Messiah with the Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra, and she stole our hearts. And she continues to do so. And every single CD that she puts out is just extraordinary. And Beauty of the Baroque is absolutely no exception to that.
Well, Danielle was on soundcheck in the past and will be here in our studio a week from today. She's currently singing at the Met in their Enchanted Island. Here's an excerpt from the record Beauty of the Baroque. That is the soprano, Danielle Denise, and the very high male voice you hear is the great countertenor, Andreas Scholl, performing this duet, Portimiro, from Monteverdi's opera, The Coronation of Poppea. That is from Danielle Denise's record, Beauty of the Baroque. And again, she'll be here on Soundcheck next Thursday. And her album release show will be at Le Poisson Rouge here in New York on Monday, the 23rd at 7:30. And the record is on Julia Figueres' Pick 3 for us on Soundcheck this week. For number 3, Julia, I have to admit I have never heard of this composer, Florence B. Price.
Oh, this is so exciting, John. This is the most exciting CD. I had another one picked, a great Sibelius CD with Minnesota and Osmo Venska. Got off the phone with your producer, opened up a box from Albany and found this at the top.
From Albany Records, you mean?
Albany Records, mm-hmm. That's right. She is an African-American composer and a real groundbreaker. She graduated from New England Conservatory in 1906.
Hmm.
And we have always ever had her, the only thing we've ever had of hers is her piano music, which is quite good. And I knew there was a symphony, and I wished that I could have that symphony, and yesterday I got it. It is out now on the Albany label, and it's a concerto in one movement, a piano concerto, and her symphony in E minor. Huge piece of music. This is quite a piece of history. Frederick Stock premiered this with the Chicago Symphony at the Chicago World's Fair of Progress exhibition in 1933. Such an important piece of history, and we finally have it to share with our listeners. It's great.
Wow. So once again, we find ourselves back in the early 20th century, as we did with Downton Abbey, and will again in a moment with the trip to the moon with the band Air. Here is this early 20th century music from Florence B. Price. So that's the new Black Music Repertory Ensemble and the Symphony in E Minor by Florence B. Price, rounding out Julia Figueres' Pick 3. Julia is music director and midday music host at WXXI Classical 91.5 up in Rochester, New York. And I think, Julia, your push will be the final one. I'm going to get Joel Meyer in here to host the rest of the show so I can start right now watching the rest of Downton Abbey.
Excellent.
Thanks so much for joining us and for sharing your Pick 3 with us on Soundcheck.
You're welcome, John. Thanks for inviting me.
And in a moment, the duo behind the band Air will join us here in the studio to discuss their latest project. It's an album and soundtrack inspired by the Georges Méliès silent film from 1902 called A Trip to the Moon. That's next.
Mm-hmm.